Did you use the intestines or the gut?
Well, they made chitlins, you know, out of the big ones.
The big one.
Clean them, turn them wrong side out, and scrape them and clean them and nice. They call that chitlins. They boil them and then fry them, but I never did do that because I didn't like chitlins.
I see.
And the smaller ones, we'd take them and there's three skins on them, you don't know about this. The outside skin that had the fat sticking to it, we'd pull all that off and we'd turn them and scrape the inside out. And they'd be just as clear and clean as they could be. And we'd stuff our sausage in them.
That's how you'd get the sausage.
Uh-huh.
How would you, did you ever hear of anybody making a blood sausage or blood?
Well, I've heard of it, but I never tried it. I didn't want no blood in mine.
Did you make a liver pudding or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between
I never did make it. I didn't
did?
Make it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard of them, but I never did make it.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get a stuffer, we called it. It had a long, kind of long body like this, and a, well, about this big a thing on the end of it. And you'd slip that into where you had cleaned it and it, stick that on there, just rub it on it, and then have the sausage packed up here and turn a handle. And that'll push the sausage in that. Make put a little round sausage, you know.
I see.
Great long strings of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then hang them up and dry them.
So just about half an inch or so wide. Not the really big ones.
No,
but,
no.
Uh-huh.
A little, about like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we got any in yon. We did have some, but I think we eat all up and dry, you know, and keep it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd smoke that?
Yes, sir. Smoke it with the meat. Thought I had to have hickory balls to smoke it with. Hickory chips.
I see.
Okay. I don't know anything else might have done, but that's what we always had to have hickory.
Mm-hmm.
And had a frame put up in the smokehouse, and on the ground, on the bottom, we had a little bed built around that bed, and it's full of sand to for the make the fire in and let it drip. Have a little fire down there and blaze, didn't let it blaze much, just let it smoke.
Mm-hmm.
If it went to blazing, we'd put something on top of it, make it stop blazing. Just let the smoke come up all through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we done that then, but we learned better later on. We have sugar cured meat, it was better.
Oh, that was better?
Yes, sir. You mm-hmm. fixed it all up right when you killed the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Sacked it up and hung it up.
And you didn't then have to smoke it? Or
no, didn't do anything to it. You take I don't know that proportion now, but it was had a little saltpeter in it, salt and sugar, and mix it all up in a tub.
Mm-hmm.
And when your meat was fresh, you take it and rub it on the fresh side, raw side, you know, just rub it and rub it and rub it, and have your brown paper, and wrap it just as tight as you could around that, and put it in a sack and sew it just as tight as you could sew it. That day when you killed them, had to do it while it was hot so that would soak in.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of hanging them by the foot end, hang it like it went on the hog, hang the big end up, and it would run down that way, you know. And that's, you're through with it.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to salt it down, didn't have to take it up and hang it up, you're through. And it's good meat.
You thought it was a better flavor?
Yes, sir, better than that.
I see. Uh-huh. What, I think you mentioned, yesterday that a school teacher lived with you and she liked to make something out of the clabber.
Yes, she'd make, what do you call it, Mother?
What?
What Mr. used to make out of clabber?
Out of what?
Out of clabber.
You eat it.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, I couldn't think
cheese.
Of cottage cheese,
uh-huh.
Yes.
And did you tell me that you didn't care for that?
I don't like it till today.
I see.
Mother
loves. She never eat anything she didn't like.
I see.
Well, there's too many things I did like.
There's too many things you did like. What other things do you remember about, would you explain how you used to milk? And did you...